Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Winter 2017 Newsletter. A look back at 2016. As we roll into 2017, here is a summary of things we accomplished at your Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Macomb LBPH. The Macomb LBPH created mini displays about our services and delivered them to all the public libraries in Macomb County. Now, patrons who frequent their hometown public library have an opportunity to learn about our services. Our staff attended 11 outreaches throughout the county and spoke with 428 people about our services. We developed an early literacy youth kit for checkout by public library patrons that demonstrates the concept of Braille to families of preschoolers. We hosted a second informational session with the Macomb Intermediate School District visually impaired consultants and students. We registered approximately 149 new patrons into our service, conducted 76 programs with total attendance of 399 people, and circulated 49,870 items, including audiobooks, braille books, and large print books. We look forward to another busy year in 2017. Happy New Year! If you would like to contact the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, you can call us toll-free at 855-203-5274 or direct 586-286-1580. Our website, www.cmpl.org/MLBPH. And our email address is mlbph@cmpl.org. The Clinton Macomb Public Library hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Reader recommendations. Jean Wheeler suggests Like Dandelion Dust by Karen Kingsbury. Jack and Molly Campbell have a perfect life with their 4-year-old adopted son, Joey, until Joey's birth father gets out of jail and wants him back. After Joey returns home bruised from a visit with his birth parents, Jack and Molly flee with Joey, sustained by their newfound faith. Jean says this is a very moving book. It helps readers become aware of physical and verbal abuse. It reminds people about adoption. The book has love in it. You have to read it to the end to find out what happens. DB75568. That book again, Like Dandelion Dust by Karen Kingsbury. William Hahn recommends Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. When the Earth is demolished to make room for a galactic freeway, sole Earth survivor Arthur Dent is forced to take up a life of hitchhiking around the cosmos with the aid of an alien friend and a book called Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's a deadpan science fiction parody. Bill says this book has humor as well as it gives the answer to the universe. DB18339. The book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. For our Braille readers, Susan Perry recommends Deaf in D.C., a memoir by Madan Vasishta. Deaf Indian native Vasishta describes arriving at Gallaudet College in Washington, D.C. in 1967 at age 26 without American Sign Language or lip reading skills. Highlights his educational experience, the cultural differences he encountered, and his later career as an administrator. This is a sequel to Deaf in Delhi, BR-19537. This book comes in Braille format only. Susan notes that the memoir gives readers a good exposure to Deaf culture. BR-19557. The book, Deaf in D.C., a memoir by Madan Vasishta. Rita Taylor suggests the following two books for your seasonal reading. Christmas Bells by Jennifer Chiaverini. Even as she learns of budget cuts to the school system where she works, Sophia takes comfort in leading her church's children's holiday concert. The featured piece is set to the poem Christmas Bells by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Longfellow's own family tribulations in 1863 contributed to the poem's creation. Rita got goosebumps just reading the book. It's good, especially if you enjoy history. This is one book that she will listen to again. DB83588. The book, Christmas Bells, by Jennifer Chiaverini. Mistletoe Inn by Richard Paul Evans. Not wanting to be alone at the holidays, Kimberly Rossi decides to attend the Mistletoe Inn Writer's Retreat in Vermont. Sharing details of her past and showing him her writing, she finds unexpected romance with fellow attendee Zeke, but she can't deal with his criticism. Rita says this book is wonderful. It is a beautiful romance at Christmas time story from the master of romance, Richard Paul Evans. DB84219. The book Mistletoe Inn by Richard Paul Evans. Laura Leggett recommends Campbell's Rambles, How a Seeing Eye Dog Retrieved My Life, by Patty L. Fletcher. A woman recounts her experiences working with a guide dog after using a cane for 31 years, describes the training process, finding a connection with her dog, and the impact on her life after returning home from training, discusses the effect of her increased independence on personal relationships. Laura liked this memoir as it shows how the author overcame obstacles on her journey to find herself. DB83921. The book, Campbell's Rambles, How a Seeing Eye Dog Retrieved My Life, by Patty L. Fletcher. The Clinton Macomb Public Library Music at Maine Programming. Join us for a free hour of music open to all ages at the Maine Library. No registration is required to attend. Sunday, January 15th at 2 p.m. American Songbook of Jazz with Paul Vornhagen, winner of 6 Detroit Music Awards, sax, flautist, vocalist Paul Vornhagen returns for an afternoon of music featuring jazz standards from such legendary composers as Duke Ellington, Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, Thelonious Monk, and George Gershwin, and many more. Sunday, February 12th at 2 p.m. In the Tradition. known as the foremost African-centered jazz group of its kind in the world today, this band is well known for their dynamic concert appearances featuring jazz and world beats. Sunday, March 19th at 2 p.m., The Raisin Pickers, award-winning music group from Manchester, Michigan, playing rustic Appalachian music, old-time swing, bluegrass, and lately swamp-driven Louisiana sounds. Sunday, May 7th at 2 p.m., Finvarra's Wren. This family band is one of North America's most exciting Irish quartets, according to the Metro Times. Come enjoy an afternoon of Irish tunes. The 2017 Winter Reading Contest, Date with a Book. Cozy up this winter with a surprise book and you might win a $25 Visa gift card. Macomb Library for the Blind will be playing matchmaker as we set you up with a book that may not normally be on your reading list. To enter this contest, simply call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274 and let us know you would like to register for the Winter Reading Contest. We will tell you the title of the book we will send you for the contest. When you are finished with the book, call us up and rate your book from 1 to 5, with 1 being a poor book to 5 being an outstanding book. We will put your name in the drawing. Our prize will be a $25 Visa gift card, and we will draw 4 winners. Only 1 entry per patron. The contest begins on January 16th and ends on February 28th. Winners will be called by early March, and your gift card will be sent to you by mail. Congratulations to Dorothy and Louie, who were our 2016 Summer Reading Program winners. Vision Network Group by Phone. Many of you have probably read about our Vision Network Group that meets at the library during the summer months. Perhaps you have always wanted to join, but transportation to the library was an issue. Now, the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped would like to extend an invitation to you to join us by phone. Our Vision Network group is now meeting by phone only on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. There is no need to register. On the third Monday of the month, just before or at 10 a.m., call the following phone number, 712-770-4700. And when prompted, enter code 465124. You will be placed in a conference call with other patrons of our library and our moderator, Sharon. The group discusses topics of interest to people with low vision and those who are blind. You will be able to share issues and solutions with other patrons who have had similar experiences. You do not need to attend each meeting, nor do you have to stay on the phone for the entire meeting. You can simply hang up whenever you would like to exit the call. For more information on this group, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274.
Attention movie fans, Did you know that your Macomb Library for the Blind has a collection of audio-described DVDs for you to check out? We can send these to you by mail in a canvas bag, and when you are done with the DVD, you send it back to us postage-free. These DVDs have a special feature in either the Setup or Language section that allows you to turn on the Audio Describe option. Your movie will then be narrated while the actors are not speaking. The narration includes description of scenery as well as action in the film, allowing you to follow the storyline. Recently, we have doubled the size of our DVD collection. Call us to get a list of titles or for more information on our collection. Our number is 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. Smart Bus Hailing Mitts. A red Smart Bus Hailing Mitt may be requested by calling Smart at 866-962-5515. At the menu, press the number for the General Inquiries line, which at the time of this printing was 2. Here is a quote from Smart's website, https://www.smartbus.org. Smart has hailing mitts to help people with disabilities flag down fixed route buses. Passengers with a disability may call customer service to request a mitt. Technology assistance. Many of today's devices have built-in help for those with vision issues. To learn more about what is available on the market and how these devices might assist you, the Macomb Library for the Blind offers the following two programs. For patrons with visual impairments interested in learning how to use a computer, free tutoring is available on Windows-based computers using the screen reader JAWS or the magnification software ZoomText. Tutoring is also available on Apple products with Apple's assistive technology feature VoiceOver for iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touch. You can learn how to use your device with its own built-in feature that talks to you. Some of your questions may be answered over the phone, but tutoring is also available in person at the library. Please call 586-286-1580 to set up an appointment. Hands-on demonstrations of various devices, such as lamps, magnifiers, writing guides, and more, are also available through the Assistive Technology Demonstration Service. If you would like a one-on-one appointment to learn what types of equipment are available for people with vision issues, please call the library at 586-286-1580 to set up an appointment. This free service is sponsored by the Michigan Disability Rights Coalition. Gentle read suggestions. Thank you to the librarians at the Clinton Macomb Public Library for generating a list of authors whose books are brimming with a simple old-fashioned flavor and populated by endearing, intriguing, and very often eccentric characters. They can be charming, touching, poignant, humorous, and spiritually uplifting. They can be highly literate or a hoot and a half. The stories generally contain little graphic violence or sex and provide a pleasurable reading experience. Below are the authors' names, and you can call the library to order their books. Our phone number is 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. Hannah Alexander, Lynn Austin, Jennifer Civarini, Sandra Dallas, Fanny Flagg, Philip Gully, Kristen Heitzman, D. Henderson, Jan Karen, Karen Kingsbury, Beverly Lewis, Joan Medlicott, Jeanette Oakey, Catherine Palmer, Judith Pella, Tracy Peterson, Lorraine Snelling. Books with an Edge. Thank you to the librarians of the Clinton Macomb Public Library for compiling this list of books with an edge. Some are controversial and some are on the edge of your seat reads. Titles and storylines follow. Notorious by Allison Brennan. Nationally renowned investigative reporter Maxine Max Revere tackles cold cases, but the one unsolved murder that still haunts her is a case from her own past. When Max was a high school senior, one of her best friends was strangled and another accused of the crime. Unrated. Notorious by Allison Brennan. DB85160. The Turner House by Angela Florney. Frances and Viola Turner lived in their Detroit home for more than 50 years, raising 13 children. Now, however, the neighborhood is crumbling, Frances is gone, and their mortgage is underwater, leaving the Turners to decide the fate of their home. Some strong language and some depictions of sex. The Turner House by Angela Florney. DB81739. Constant Fear by Daniel Palmer. After a drunk driving accident ruined his pitching career and his wife left him and their young diabetic son, Andy, Jake Dent became an avid survivalist, insisting Andy train with him. Now a hostage situation has occurred at the school where 16-year-old Andy studies and Jake works. Violence and Some Strong Language. Constant Fear by Daniel Palmer. DB82308. The Lady in Gold, the extraordinary tale of Gustav Klimt's masterpiece, Portrait of Adele Bloch Bauer by Anne Marie O'Connor. Account of the creation of the Austrian artist's famous 1907 painting, its seizure by the Nazis, and the legal battle to return that work and others to the Bloch Bauer's heirs. Details Viennese culture before and during World War II, and the lives of Klimt and his high society model. Some Violence. The Lady in Gold by Anne Marie O'Connor. DB75392. The Husband's Secret by Leanne Moriarty. While searching in the attic, Cecilia Fitzpatrick discovers a letter from her husband, John Paul, with instructions that she open it in the event of his death. John Paul is still very much alive, and the secret inside the letter is devastating. Strong Language, bestseller. The Husband's Secret by Leanne Moriarty. DB77238. The Wind Is Not a River by Brian Peyton, 1943. Still mourning the death of his brother in Europe, reporter John Easley heads to the Aleutian island of Attu to investigate the stories of Japanese invasion. He becomes stranded and must avoid capture by Japanese soldiers. Meanwhile, his wife Helen searches for him. Some Violence and Some Descriptions of Sex. The Wind Is Not a River by Brian Peyton. DB84814. The Obituary Writer by Anne Hood. Love and loss shape and connect the lives of two women four decades apart. In 1960, a neighborhood boy's kidnapping roils housewife Claire's humdrum existence, and she begins an affair. In 1919, obituary writer Vivian still searches for her lover, missing since the San Francisco earthquake. Some Descriptions of Sex. The Obituary Writer by Anne Hood. DB76520. The Hidden Man by David Ellis. Attorney Jason Kolarich, who lost his wife and child in a car accident, is hired to defend his old friend Sammy Cutler from a murder charge. Sammy may have killed the long-ago kidnapper of his sister. Strong Language, Some Violence, and Some Descriptions of Sex. The Hidden Man by David Ellis. DB69968. Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League offers fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. Besides bowling, there are 50-50 raffles, mystery jackpots, and an end-of-season banquet. The league is sponsored by 8 different Lions clubs. Sighted persons are also invited to join in the fun of bowling and to help with scorekeeping and pin placement. To join and to get more information, please call Frank at 586-465-6694. Sharon's Corner. Maybe you don't have an iPhone or a computer, or really do not have a desire to use the high-tech devices that are available, but you would like to keep up to date and informed about current events. Did you know that you have access to hundreds of newspapers and dozens of magazines by simply using your phone at home? The National Federation of the Blind developed an audio newspaper service that is free and allows you to access publications using the phone. You can hear current newspapers and magazines 24 hours a day using a toll-free number that allows you to connect with the service from any location. For more information, call 866-504-7300, or you can go online to nfb.org and fill out an application. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. This ends the Reading is for Everyone, Macomb Library for the Blind newsletter, winter 2017. Please remember to return your cartridge when you are done listening so that we may reuse it. Thank you.